This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
The South Dakota Public Utilities Commission meeting is called to order. It is March 20th, 2018 at 9:30 a.m. Central Daylight Time. This is Chairman Feagan, and with me today is Commissioner Hansen and Commissioner Nelson. We are in the Capitol Building in room 413 in Pierre, South Dakota. Today, there are minutes to be approved from the February 22nd, March 2nd, ad hoc on February 23rd. Is there a motion?
Move to approve all.
Move to approve all the minutes. All in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Nelson.
Aye.
Commissioner Feagan votes aye. Motion carries. Consumer Affairs report, plus, you know, the cell phone issue that I'm having that I reported to the Huron paper that I hope you're getting all sorts of phone calls on. But hopefully it's just my phone and not the towers, right?
I think it is your phone.
Okay, we're going to get that figured out. Ms. Deb Gregg, go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair Feagan. The Commission received a total of 50 contacts since the last report was prepared for the March 2nd, 2018 Commission meeting. Seven of the contacts involved telecommunication services, 21 of the contacts related to electric service, four contacts related to wireless service, three contacts related to wind energy, five contacts related to the Do Not Call Registry, and 10 contacts related to issues not regulated by the PUC. We still have those two open CenturyLink complaints in 2014. Open, and we have 263 of the 269 complaints received in 2018 resolved.
I'm sure my fellow commissioners have questions for you, don't they? Commissioner Hansen.
As long as my chair instructs me to, I am compelled. Ms. Gregg, that's very impressive. Numbers, what, do you know what the percentage is of the numbers that what you have resolved for
Absolutely. For last year, it was 100% resolved in 2017. In 2018, we have 97.76%.
That is fantastic. Good work.
Thank you.
At the Black Hills Home Show, how many people took the pledge of calling 811 before they dig, and when is call before you dig month? Is that in April coming up?
I believe April is the call before you dig month. We had over 400 signups, pledges taken at the home show. I was thinking 432.
Great. We're expecting no problems out in the Black Hills, right?
Correct.
During the digging season, they're all calling before they dig. Okay, we will take the agenda in order unless there's more questions of Ms. Gregg. Thank you, Ms. Gregg, for your help today. We're going to start with our electric docket, EL 18-005, in the matter of the filing by Mid-American Energy Company for approval of tariff revisions to its 2017 transmission cost recovery reconciliation and the 2018 transmission cost recovery factors. The question before the Commission is, shall the Commission approve the revised transmission cost recovery rate factors and revised tariff sheet with the effective date of April 2nd, 2018? Mid-American, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Yes, Chair Feagan. Thank you. On behalf of Mid-American, Ben Clark, staff attorney, we simply move that the Commission approve the revised transmission cost recovery factors and revised tariff sheet with the effective date of April 2nd, 2018, consistent with the staff memorandum of March 13th, 2018. If the Commission has any questions, we have Amanda Hosh and Stephanie Olson available for questions.
Thank you. Go ahead, staff.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Joe Rizak with staff. Staff has reviewed the filing and submitted a memo outlining its position and recommendation for the docket. Staff would recommend approval of the proposed tariff sheet and corresponding rates contained there with an effective date of April 2nd, 2018.
Great. This has a lot to do with MISO. So, are there any questions of commissioners, especially our MISO representative, Commissioner Hansen? or you're just doing your job well and everything's perfect, right, Commissioner Hansen?
I'll defer to my fellow Commissioner Nelson. I'll just simply state that I sincerely appreciate the work that staff has done on this docket. I may have a question after Mr. Nelson's. Excuse me, Commissioner Nelson's.
Commissioner Nelson.
One question for the company. Looking at the allocation by class, there's been some fairly significant shifts in the numbers by class. And understand that that was, I understand the methodology, it was per the 12 CP allocation factors. I get that. But that, in my mind, begs the question, what methodology was used to set the class numbers the last time? It must have been some different allocation methodology. Help me understand that.
Yes, Commissioner, this is Amanda Hush. The allocation methodology was the same between the two. There was just some shift between last year and this year.
Okay, if it was the same allocation methodology, and I'm just going to look, for example, at water pumping service. I mean, that's increased threefold, 300% increase. I mean, that's significant. How could using the same methodology drive that large a shift in change?
We did find, as we were reviewing the water pumping service allocations, we did find that in the previous years, while the methodology was the same, there was some data included in that should not have been included. And so that was picked up in the reconciliation, so that's been incorporated into this year's factor. And then also that allocation for this year's factor going forward represents the right class data.
Okay, well, that was obviously going to be my follow-up question. What assurance do we have that you're actually using the right data this time? I'm going to ask a follow-up question of staff. You've heard the explanation that was given by the company. I'm assuming the base raw data that the company is referring to arrive at those calculations, that's not something we even look at. Is that correct?
Commissioner Nelson, no, it's not something we've actually taken into account, the data that they use to get these CP12 allocators.
Okay. I think that's all the questions I've got. Obviously, it's concerning when you see that large a shift and then find out that it was because the company used errant data the last time around. But such as it is, and my hope is that they are, in fact, using correct data at this point. Thank you.
Thank you. Other questions of the commission? And I'm assuming January, February, you're using estimates correct, and then that will be all trued up next year in the filing. Mid-American?
Yes, we're here. January and February are actuals.
Yeah.
Hold on, we're looking at two different tabs here. January is an actual, February is an estimate, and that will be trued up, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so those are split. All right, thank you. Other questions of the commission? Hearing none, is there a motion? Commissioner Hansen.
Madam Chair, in docket EL18-005, I move that the Commission approve the revised transmission cost recovery rate factors and revised tariff sheet with an effective date of April 2nd, 2018.
Discussion on the motion. Commissioner Nelson.
I just want to, for the public that's listening in, when I mentioned the close to 300% increase for one particular class, I want to make clear that that's not the residential class. The residential class increase is actually a very, very slight increase. The 300% was for water pumping service only.
Thank you. The revenue increase, when I read the filing, is around $11,000 for all our customers. So it's not a huge increase. Is that correct, staff? It's $11,000 increase for the whole filing, approximately.
Commissioner Fagan, I don't have that on hand right now. I can go definitely and just add it up for you if you want that.
Mid-American, is that correct? I mean, it's approximately 5,000 customers, approximately $11,000 revenue increase. It's not like...
Yes, that is, this is Stephanie Olson. That is correct.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that the public knew that it wasn't like a multi-million dollar increase or anything. All right.
No.
Other comments, questions of the commissioners? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Commissioner Nelson?
Aye.
Commissioner Hansen?
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan votes aye. Motion carries. That takes us to EL 18-008 in the matter of the request for approval. Oops, 006. See, I do need new glasses. I was telling my husband yesterday. In the matter of the request for approval of an electric service territory boundary agreement between City of Fort Pierre and West Central Electric Cooperative. The question before the commission is, shall the commission approve the proposed electric service territory boundary agreement? Do we have anybody here online? Otherwise, I think we're going right to staff.
Thank you, Chair Fegan. This is Darren Carney for staff. Staff requested this docket be open for the commission to approve, consider and approve the electric service territory boundary agreement between Fort Pierre and West Central. This docket is part of the continuing efforts of the commission to memorialize electric service territory boundaries via GIS maps and legal descriptions. Staff worked with Fort Pierre and West Central, and they reviewed the boundary and legal descriptions and are in agreement with them, as memorialized in the agreement that they both have signed and is before the commission for approval. Staff would recommend the commission approve the agreement.
Questions of the commission? Seeing none, is there a motion?
I move in EL 18-006 that the commission approve the proposed electric service territory boundary agreement.
Comments on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Commissioner Nelson?
Aye.
Commissioner Hansen?
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan votes aye. Motion carries. In EL 18-007, in the matter of the filing for Lookout Solar Park 1 project regarding its notification of intent to apply for a permit for an energy conversion facility. The question before the commission is, shall the commission designate the affected area, and shall the commission designate a local review committee as described in SDCL 49-41B-6, or how shall the commission proceed? And we will go with staff first and then look out. Go ahead.
Thank you. This is Kristen Edwards for staff. Staff prepared a recommendation and filed that in the docket. We are available for questions. I would just note that our analysts did have one clarification, and that was that the overall cost of the project would not be $12 million. We requested that information from the company, and they said it would actually be $105 million. We are available for questions.
That is a difference. Thank you for clarifying that. Lookout, are you available to comment?
Yeah. So the $12 million was originally the cost just for the transmission line. And when we submitted the notice of intent, we didn't have a final revised number for the entire project due to changes in the federal tax bill and tariffs on solar panels and a variety of reasons, but we've now gotten a revised number of $105 million for the entire project.
Any comments on the exhibits that the staff filed?
No, we have no objections.
Okay. Commissioners, do you have questions? Is there a motion? Commissioner Nelson.
I will move in EL 18-007 that the commission establish the designated area as an area with a 5-mile radius from the proposed project, And the commission designate the local review committee as described in SDCL 49-41B-6 as provided by staff in their recommendation.
Comments on the motion?
I just want to say that I think staff's recommendation was eminently reasonable. Certainly 5 miles is plenty for this type of project.
Thank you. Other comments on the motion? Okay. All in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Commissioner Nelson?
Aye.
Commissioner Hansen?
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan votes aye. Motion carries. That brings us to EL18-008 now. In the matter of the request for approval of an electric service territory boundary agreement between Aurora Municipal Electric and Sioux Valley Southwestern Electric Cooperative, doing business as Sioux Valley Energy. The question before the commission is, shall the commission approve the proposed service territory boundary agreement? So, you are now officially up. You thought, Ted, you were up before, but now it's 08. Go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, Sioux Valley Energy does recommend approval of the boundary agreement. We do really appreciate all the work that staff is doing on these boundary agreements to get all this work done. So we do recommend approval. Thank you.
Staff.
Thank you, Madam Chair Fegan. This is Joe Rizek with staff. This docket is a continuation in the effort to digitize the electric service territories. Both utilities have reviewed the maps and legal descriptions and signed the agreement, and staff recommends approval.
Questions of the commission? Hearing none, is there a motion? I move that in EL18-008, the commission approve the proposed electric service territory boundary agreements. And I certainly appreciate staff continuing to work on this project. Other comments? All in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen?
Aye.
Commissioner Nelson?
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan votes aye. Motion carries. Brings us to EL18-010 in the matter of filing of MDU. Montana Dakota Utilities, a division of MDU Resource Group, Inc., for approval of the annual update to its infrastructure rider rates. The question before the commission is, shall the commission assess a filing fee in the amount of up to $250,000 to account for actual expenses occurred in reviewing of this filing commencing from the filing date? MDU is not here, so we'll go right to staff.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Amanda Reese for staff. Staff just requests the commission assess the statutory filing fee in this docket. As another matter, MDU was emailing with staff this morning. They were not able to be on the phone or be available, but they did indicate that they have no objection to the filing fee.
Thank you. Questions of the commission? Hearing none, is there a motion? Commissioner Hansen.
Madam Chair, in docket EL18-010, I move that the commission assess a filing fee in the amount of $250,000 to account for actual expenses incurred in review of the filing commencing from the filing date.
Discussion on the motion? All in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen?
Aye.
Commissioner Nelson?
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan votes aye. Motion carries. In EL18-011, in the matter of the filing of Montana Dakota Utilities Company, a division of MDU Resource Group, Inc., for the approval of the annual update of its transmission cost recovery rider. Again, the question before the commission is, shall the commission assess a filing fee in the amount of up to $50,000 to account for actual expenses incurred in the review of this filing commencing from the filing date? MDU is not here, so we'll go to staff.
Thank you. This is Kristen Edwards for staff. We are requesting the statutory filing fee. And again, we've been in contact with MDU, and they have no objection to this. Thank you.
Questions of the commission? Is there a motion? Commissioner Nelson.
I'll move in EL18-011 that the commission assess a filing fee in the amount of up to $50,000 to account for actual expenses incurred in review of this filing commencing from the filing date.
Discussion on the motion? All in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Commissioner Nelson?
Aye.
Commissioner Hansen?
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan votes aye. Motion carries. That brings us to our gas and electric dockets. GE18-002, in the matter of the filing of Mid-American Energy Company for the approval of its reconciliation and annual report for 2017 and 2017 reconciliation for the energy efficiency cost recovery factor. Today, the question before the commission is, shall the commission approve the 2017 reconciliation amount and the 2017 performance incentive? And shall the commission approve the changes to the energy efficiency cost recovery factors and tariff sheets with the effective date April 2nd, 2018? Mid-American, you're up.
Thank you, Chair Fegan. This is Ben Clark from Mid-American Energy Company. In lieu of restating what you just said, we would urge the commission to approve 2017 reconciliation amounts, 2017 performance incentive, and changes to energy efficiency cost recovery factors and tariff sheets with effective date of April 2nd, 2018. We stand ready for questions. Amanda Hosh and Renee White would be able to answer any questions you have. Thank you.
Staff.
Thank you, Chair Fegan. This is Lorena Reichert of staff. Staff filed a memo on March 15th regarding our position on this docket and stand by for questions.
Thank you. Questions of commissioners. We have reviewed a lot of this already. Seeing none, is there a motion? Commissioner Nelson.
I will move in GE18-002 that the commission approve the 2017 reconciliation amounts and the 2017 performance incentive, and the commission approve the changes to the energy efficiency cost recovery factors and tariff sheets with an effective date of April 2nd, 2018.
Discussion on your motion.
Simply say two things. First, thank you to staff for your memo. Helpful as always. And just for the public's benefit, this particular rate will, in fact, be going down for both residential and non-residential customers on the electric side.
Thank you. Other comments from commissioners? All in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Commissioner Nelson.
Aye.
Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan votes aye. Motion carries. That takes us to our telecommunications, TC15-002, in the matter of the application of Boomerang Wireless LLC, doing business as InTouch Wireless, for designation as a ETC in certain exchanges within the state of South Dakota. The commission's question before us right now, anyway, is shall the commission grant staff's motion to dismiss without prejudice, or how shall the commission proceed? And we did have an extra filing yesterday that was in front of us. So we will go with staff.
Thank you. This is Kristen Edwards for staff. Neither of the other parties were available to make it this morning, but as we had come to a stipulation, they were comfortable with proceeding. However, if the commission does have questions for them, we can defer. Staff recommends that the commission dismiss this docket without prejudice for the reasons stated in the stipulation. There's some uncertainty at the federal level, and we were all in agreement that it just makes more sense to start over with a clean slate should that be cleared up in the future. We are available for questions. Thank you.
Questions of commissioners? If not, I move in TC15-002. I move that the commission approve the stipulation agreement by all parties and move to dismiss and close the DACA without prejudice. And thank you, staff, for working with all parties so there was an agreement. Appreciate that. Comments on the motion? Commissioner Nelson.
I just want to make one additional comment to staff. I appreciate the fact that you've been carefully following what's going on at the federal level, how that impacts this, and taking the initiative to say, hey, this needs to go away and come back later if you've got some new data. Thank you.
Other comments? All in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Commissioner Nelson.
Aye.
Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan votes aye. Motion carries. Brings us to TC18-006 in the matter of the application of a wireline interconnection agreement between Quest Corporation, doing business as CenturyLink, and Matrix Telecom, doing business as Vartek Telecommunications. Today, shall the Commission approve the interconnection agreement? We will go with CenturyLink.
Thank you, Chair Feagin and Commissioners. This is an interconnection agreement with Matrix Telecom. You approved another interconnection agreement with Matrix a couple weeks ago. The reason there are two is that Matrix had acquired a couple of different companies. They operate in our system with different operating company numbers, and we typically have an interconnection agreement for each operating company number. And consolidation winds up kind of being expensive and time-consuming to accomplish. So Matrix preferred to move forward with two interconnection agreements, which is an approach that we are perfectly fine with.
Staff.
Thank you. This is Amanda Reese for staff. Staff has reviewed the filing, and it appears to be properly executed and filed, does not appear to contain discriminatory provisions, and no comments were filed in the docket. Staff would recommend the commission approve this filing.
Questions of commissioners? Hearing none, is there a motion? Commissioner Hansen.
Madam Chair, and Docket TC18-006, I move that the Commission approve the interconnection agreement.
Comments on the motion? All in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen?
Aye.
Commissioner Nelson?
Aye.
Commissioner Feagin votes aye. Motion carries. Is there anything else that comes before the Commission? For announcements, commissioners will be in Waverly, South Dakota tomorrow, Wednesday, March 21st at 5:30 p.m. at the Waverly South Shore School Gymnasium. It will be our public input hearing on docket EL18-003 in the application of Dakota Range 1 and 2 for the permit of a wind energy facility. The next scheduled commission meetings are Tuesday, April 3rd, 2018 at 9:30, and again, April 20th and May 1st, 2018. Are there other items to come before the commission? Is there a motion? Commissioner Nelson.
Move to adjourn.
It's been moved to adjourn. All in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Nelson.
Aye.
Commissioner Feagin votes aye. Happy Easter. We are adjourned.